Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. We really have to talk here. All right, so post-market wrap-up on this Friday, March 17th, 2023. I'm glad you're here. There's like 415 of you here right now. I'm hoping we're going to get a lot more. I'm really going to cut to the chase on what's happening. I'm going to put a perspective on this for you so you really understand what's going on. Let's start off with the market here real quick, just so it allows me to get my head around what I want to speak about here. So the stock market got hit today. All right. Regional banks got hit. The big banks got hit. 10-year yield dropped. Relative strength of the dollar fell. The MMRI actually came down here. There is an incredible effort right now to prop up the debt market here. A lot of debt buying going on that is pushing the MMRI low, which still remains in a high risk zone. Gold and especially silver today took off like over 3% for gold, over 4% for silver. Cryptocurrencies taking off. Bitcoin around 27,000. I did not sell. Okay, I was toying around with the idea last night. Again, most of you know I bought Bitcoin again recently around 17.5. So I could sell it with a nice profit, but not in this environment. We're seeing, you and I are seeing exactly what we would expect to see right now. Cash is moving into immensely suppressed assets here. Now it's coming out of energy right now. I think this is an opportunity. I honestly do. Moving forward, again, there's this humongous scare that the global economy is cratering, which it is, and that's driving a lot of the price action to the downside with regard to crude oil here. But if you can imagine, the reason why I'm bullish here on energy, at least right now, and commodities in aggregate moving forward, because I believe the dollar in its current form is going to evaporate. Its purchasing power is going to just disappear faster as we move forward. Commodities are priced in dollars. You understand? So yes, there's demand concerns here. But once this all winds out and we start to see the debt market implode, which it's going to, all this effort that's going on right now to foster, I guess, what I've been talking about for months now, the illusion of stability in the debt market, it's a farce. It's not real. It's not on the elemental chart, nor is a lot of other things we're going to talk about. So I want you to focus on what I'm going to cover here. Some of this might be even shocking to you, and maybe you haven't even thought about it. You know what? Let's cut to that right now. I was hoping some more people would get in here. We got 1,174. I'm kind of waiting for a little more people to get in into this blog before I really go off. As a matter of fact, you know what? Let's wait just a little bit because I want to hit home some points here that you need to focus on. All right. Let's talk about what's going on here. There is an incredible effort right now to build some kind of confidence in this system. Thank you, Peter. Confidence that is being lost. Okay. I believe that the bailout that's going on here, the added liquidity, which we need to talk about into First Republic and other institutions here, it's rattling people. Again, I'm getting phone calls from people I haven't heard from in a long time who were very skeptical about, you know, this whole thing coming down and, oh, everything's just going to be fine. Our lovely president says so. Now, our president today is, he came out, whatever it is, the mummy man himself, trying to, again, blow sunshine up the crack of this market, saying that he's going to hold responsible the management of the banks. You see, anything to deflect from the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury, and the banking regulators here. Okay, we heard from the banking regulators with regard to European banks. Everything's fine. There's going to be no contagion over there because of the fallout from Credit Suisse. You know, that's the polar opposite is going to occur. Anyway, the current, let me just put another perspective on this for you. You know this already if you follow my work. Scott, thank you. Tedros, thank you for that. as well, both of you guys. We're hitting this moment of maximum saturation, which if anyone else is using that term, it's mine. I coined it. All right. Maximum saturation is when the system becomes so overwhelmed with debt that we start to see exactly what we're seeing now, which would begin, number one, with global inflation getting out of control and central banks continuing to inflate. Meanwhile, they're telling you one thing and doing the polar opposite. This moment of maximum saturation is where we are now. Thank you, Melanie. And this is going to accelerate at a much greater pace moving forward. Now, all right, so here we go. I really want to cut to the chase here. What, there are bank runs going on right now. First Republic, a lot of these, most as a matter of fact, of the regional and smaller banks are seeing massive outflows of deposits. You know this. We predicted that this would happen, you and I, right on this blog at the onset, that people were going to pull their cash out of these organizations and dump it into big Wall Street banks. Now, I want you to hear a headline. This is a headline from CNN Business, okay? First Republic secures a $30 billion rescue from the large banks. Thank you, Paul Thomas. So this is how this is being sold via the mainstream, all of them, CNBC, Bloomberg, CNN, Fox Business, as some kind of a rescue. But what they're not telling you is this is not a rescue at all. It's 11 big banks that have now apparently liquefied First Republic or provided cash to the amount of $30 billion to First Republic. But what is this really? What's actually is to cover withdrawals. It's not a rescue. It's not a bailout. This cash by these 11 Wall Street banks into First Republic is to cover withdrawals. That's all it is. It's not a rescue like CNN is selling people here. It's not even a bailout, okay? First Republic will fail. It's already failed. It's a zombie bank like most of these smaller institutions. The big banks are zombie banks as well, okay? Remember from 8 months ago, no deposits, no loans, no deals. So this $30 billion is cash that's going right back into the mega banks. They're supplying First Republic with this $30 billion to cover withdrawals. That's it. Thank you, Chester Wolf. Now that cash is being withdrawn and being put into the mega banks. As I said, thank you, Chelsea. There's bank runs going on right now, but this has the potential to turn into large scale bank runs, even on the mega banks, people, but there's no cash there. Now, I want to put this into a perspective for you, and I don't want you to take my word for this. I was just on the Federal Reserve's website, and that's where I want you to go. Just let your fingers do the walking, open up a search engine. How much printed cash is in existence? That's it. Right now, according to the Federal Reserve, are you ready for this? And this is interesting how they put it. There is 2,299.897 billion actual cash that is printed. That's all. What does that come to? It comes to just over 2 trillion. Just over $2 trillion of actual printed cash exists. The rest of it is digital. It's not on the elemental chart. It doesn't exist, okay? So if you have cash, you have a rare commodity here. As a matter of fact, do this research on your own as well. Here in the United States, 90% of the cash is digital already. 10% of actual cash is in circulation here in the United States. Again, if you have cash, it's a rare commodity here. They've been phasing out or moving towards a digital system for a long time, but I want you to think about this. Again, as of January 2023, there exists just over $2 trillion of actual printed cash. If there's going to be more bank runs where people are going to want cash. They're going to want cash. There is not even, there's barely enough to go around for 10% of the population. Listen to what I'm telling you. 10% of the population here in the United States, and this is going to play out for this phenomenon with the Federal Reserve is the same for other central banks around the world. Thank you, Redbeard's Racing. Anyway, so wherever you live around the world, understand you're in the same boat here. I have been explaining to people to get your cash out of these institutions for quite a long time, way before all this happened. I have been telling people for years, okay, keep only what you need in these institutions that to pay bills or to function. The rest of it, stuff under your mattress, hide it somewhere, dig a hole, put it in your yard, okay? Obviously seal it in something. But large-scale bank runs, as confidence fails, and right now there's a major effort, as I started off this video with, a major effort to talk the people into believing that the system is sound. Remember, they floated out Janet Yellen staying at first. This is it. Imagine the bowl haircut. This is her. She was floated out to say the system is sound. The system is not sound. Nor did First Republic receive a rescue, being sold a lie. Imagine a lie coming from CNN. Oh my. I can't imagine. Imagine a lie being, this lie being propagated not just by CNN, by Fox Business as well. Imagine a lie coming from Fox Business. Really? Can you imagine that? Bloomberg, CNBC, they're all selling this. Thank you, Raiden 57. They're all selling this $30 billion about First Republic as a rescue. It is nothing. It is covering withdrawals because there is a run on that bank. Thank you, Silver Beast. Exactly. We're going to end the Fed. There are these bank runs here. If the confidence continues to wane, and I think it's going to here, there is going to be more runs on banks, and there will be runs on the larger institutions as well. I think there's going to be an enormous effort to try to prevent Credit Suisse from going down, because that could start a massive loss of confidence in the big institutions. And they cannot sustain a run. The big banks, no bank can withstand a run. Again, there's only 10% of the cash in circulation. The rest, if you took all the cash in aggregate that supposedly exists here in the United States, only 10% of it is actually printed. Go get yours out before other people do. Be first, be smarter, or cheat. Do you remember this? Okay. Margin call, be first. Be the first to get your cash out of these institutions. Excuse me. My nose is itchy. This should make sense to you, what I'm saying. Again, when they're selling you a lie, and this is a lie, there's no rescue for First Republic. This is only to cover withdrawals because there's a run on that bank. There is runs on banks going on as we speak, and large-scale bank runs will more than likely occur, especially if a big bank fails, which, again, there's a lot going. Why do you think Janet Yellen is meeting with Jamie Dimon, the heads of the Wall Street banks right now? Because that's where we're going. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate this. So look for more distractions and deceptions, like our president telling you, oh, we're going to hold the management to account for letting this happen. It has nothing to do with the management. Okay, this is the regulators who obviously turned a blind eye. This is the Federal Reserve. This is the U.S. Treasury, and of course, his administration. He cannot allow you to happen. He cannot allow that to happen because his administration, because he's seeking re-election or some other facsimile of that decrepit thing. Okay, it doesn't matter anyway who they put behind the Resolute desk. It's the banks that run the system. It's the central banks that run the system. The Wall Street banks, obviously, this is where Yellen, former Fed chair, is going to the Wall Street banks to talk about the situation. This is really a mirror image of what happened the last time, but this is monumentally worse. It doesn't even come close. This is exponentially worse because what has happened since the last meltdown here, the Federal Reserve, other central banks, none more so than the Fed, have pumped this system so full of easy money, of just adding digits to a screen. That's it. There's only $2 trillion, just over $2 trillion actual dollars that exist as of January 2023. The rest of it is not on the elemental chart. You understand? It's not real. So there's good. So you can only imagine what's going to happen when these bank runs get larger. So as I've told you forever, get out there and withdraw your cash out of these institutions. Anyway, so what else did I want to talk to you about? So we did find this out today, kind of interesting in my view, actually. So consumer confidence. Well, guess what? Do you believe, without me even reading this to you, would you say, gauging from what we're seeing, the consumer confidence went up? Or consumer confidence went down? Well, of course, consumer confidence went down. And this is playing into the whole con job or confidence in the system. It's absolutely incredible. You also found out that leading economic indicators, you didn't know this one. If you follow this blog, there's no way you could have known this. But economic indicators are now, again, drastically lower, pointing to an economy getting much, much worse off than it already is, despite everything else. And you can't make this up, people, if you wanted to. So anyway, that's where we stand today. So understand, okay, I want to push this point home one more time. There's no rescue for First Republic. This $30 billion from these 11 Wall Street banks is only to cover withdrawals because there is a run on the bank. There was runs on other banks. You're not allowed to see any of this. It's not being covered anywhere. You understand? And there is an extremely high probability, thank you, Mike, that once one of these big institutions fails, and there's going to be one, maybe it's Credit Suisse, maybe it's another one we haven't even thought of yet, okay, is going to come down. That's going to kill confidence in the system, and there will be large-scale bank runs, okay? What else can I tell you here, people? We've covered it all. And again, congratulations. You should give yourself a hand, honestly, if you follow this blog. Nobody is more ahead of the curve than you are, all right? I work, well, pretty much around the clock so I can bring all of you cutting-edge, actionable information. Not just information about what's going on, but what you need to do about it. Betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank. Look at cryptocurrencies lately. Look at gold and silver lately. You think this is going to just miraculously turn around? As the system fails, as confidence fails, people are going to look for alternative investments. That's what they're going to do. They're going to pull their cash. They're going to put it into other things here. I'm going to tell you again, it doesn't grow money wings and fly away. The 10% that actually is in existence. It doesn't just fly. Okay. It just goes into other places. It's the flow of money is how it works. Thank you, Tyler. Anyway, so what are we going to do? Exactly what we've been doing. We're never going to deviate from our current plan. Betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourself mentally, physically, spiritually. Get together with like-minded people. Understand where we're going. The system is in collapse. The system is collapsing, as you and I have known for it's been in collapse for years and years. You just didn't know about it. It's just the illusion of it was real, okay? Even up until President Trump's administration, he made sure that the Federal Reserve pumped and pumped and pumped easy money into the system. Thank you, Perry. No, you're amazing. And of course, it led to the stock market going higher and higher and higher. And he was out there rah, rah, rah cheering. And this brain dead thing that we got, he doesn't know any better either way. At least President Trump knew, okay, because he had a functioning brain to a certain degree. Thank you, Redbeard, yet again. Please just give me about the banks. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, okay. Bank exposure to derivatives, it's off the Richter scale. Okay, what you think is face value of whatever debt you're hearing about is multiplied 100,000-fold because of side bets known as derivatives. You understand? I've been explaining to you that the stock market is a derivative. The stock market derives its value. It derives its value from action in the debt market. That means the stock market is a derivative. I've been telling you for the longest time that the stock market is in la-la land. It has no bearing on reality whatsoever. It's been propped up by easy money. Thank you, the last X amount of presidents that came through here. But the current guy doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. Thank you, Meow Kitty Poop. That's awesome. Oh, man. Anyway, but again, going back, you know, this guy, Biden... You know, the guy's got a lot of issues here, okay? But he's getting his marching orders as well. We all know that here. He doesn't know any better. President Trump knew that the easy money had to keep flowing. Okay. And the moment that the Fed would cut back, that Trump knew that this would happen, what we're seeing here. That's what he kept asking for, the Fed to keep rates low, keep pumping the easy money into the system. And he went out there and cheered that stock market. If we got more easy money pumped into the system, of course, we would have that same kind of thing. But liquidity is drying up. At one point, that moment of maximum saturation, no matter what they add to the system, isn't going to work. And we are here now. I've been telling you this for years. I don't know, from 10 years ago. But what we're seeing now is liquidity in the system drying up. Henceforth, why the Fed's pumping the system with a couple of $1 trillion. And that's just the beginning. Central banks around the world are going to pump the system with more cash just to keep it alive a little longer. It's dying. It's a dying system. And they're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic right now to roll out their new system. Again, keep this in mind. The system is 90% digital right now as we speak. There's just over $2 trillion on the earth. That's it. The rest of it doesn't exist. It's not on the elemental chart. But they're going to sell things to you. Nothing bothers me more. I'm going to tell you the truth here. Nothing, again, I'm choking. Nothing bothers Greg Mannarino more when I see a blatant, in-your-face lie being propagated by the mainstream. I hate the mainstream. I don't know who I hate more, the Federal Reserve or the mainstream media who gets their orders from the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve controls the flow of information. They're allowing you what you need, what you should know, okay? They're dictating your life to you. You understand? This is no rescue for First Republic Bank at all. This is to cover withdrawals because of the run on the bank. And all that cash, it's just being redeposited back in the same 11 banks that gave the money to First Republic in the first place. But you see our brain dead imbecile president, he won't tell you that. He will not tell you that. What we need in this country is a real leader. Somebody, I'll run for president. I can promise you, you would never, ever hear a lie out of my mouth. I will call out everyone. I will tell everyone how the system works at its core. I am sweating right now. Damn. Anyway, people, look, we got this, all right? We got it because we know what's going on. And knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. I don't know another way to tell you this, people. So let's cover a few questions from you. I'm sorry I went off here, but I had to cover this. This is so important to hear what I'm talking about here. I hope you listen to what I am saying in this video blog, okay? Get your cash out of these institutions. You want to put it in one place, I'm going to tell you where probably the most safe place is: a credit union. Credit unions do not operate for profit. They don't take unnecessary risks like these other banks do. So if you want to keep your cash in an institution, more than likely that would be your safest bet. But again, there's no shielding anyone from this, okay? This is a financial catastrophe, and we are in the early stages of it. Understand? I think all of you understand what's going on here. Mannarino Napolitano, how about that? That would work, wouldn't it? I'll tell you, I never thought of like running for office or so, and I don't think they would allow a guy like me in there. There's just no way. You see, I feel a responsibility to all of you. I don't have a tremendous following, but I got a pretty big following. I got, 242,000, thanks to all of you who share this work and get it out there. I really feel a responsibility to you all, all right? I work for all of you is really the truth, honestly. So I gotta evaluate what's happening and share with all of you what I believe is happening. And then I want all of you to take what I say and think about it, ponder it, do your own research, like looking into what I was saying about the currency, how much is actually in existence, stuff like that here, and understanding, for example, how the mainstream media is telling you lie after lie after lie, rescue of the bank. It's not a rescue. They're covering deposits because it's a run. And there's going to be more. Anyway, I don't know what else to tell you here. It's so out of control. Patrick Roth, the Fed is not dead at all. The Fed is in full control. We are living in the side effect of what the Federal Reserve and other central banks have put into effect from decades ago. They have think tanks. We are living in what they've told us we need to be living in for many, many years ago. Central banks, none more than the Fed, the most powerful organization in the world. And yes, I am tired. This stuff gets to me. It sucks the freaking life out of me sometimes. It really, really does. And the Federal Reserve's power is almost absolute because they have the backing of the United States military, including its nuclear arsenal. And they will point that weapon outward or inward. All right. That's the truth here. Anyway, so what else you guys want to talk about before I let you go here? Yeah, it is. This the yield curve. I guess you're new to this. It's inverted. It's been inverted. It's a huge tell that the economy is crashing. It's cratering. Look at this stuff. Look at the yield curve historically. I've been warning people about this. I've been telling people about this for the longest time. Look, talking about recession affecting natural gas and crude oil. We're in a recession. It's going to get this. We're moving towards the greatest depression. The greatest depression is coming upon us. But again, understanding that the currency is being sucked dry in its current form and understanding that commodities are priced in dollars, it should be obvious to you that it will take more weaker dollars to buy anything, even commodities like oil and natural gas. Henceforth, why I believe they're going to go up. But the real move here, the real move in commodities, gold and silver, and I think in cryptocurrencies, is going to occur with the meltdown in the debt market. Look what's happening here. An enormous amount of cash going into the debt market. We're watching the 10-year yield come down. We're watching the MMRI drop. Okay, I still believe the MMRI is the best risk indicator that's ever been created in the history of the world. Free to you, free to everybody. I could have charged for this, but I didn't. I want people to have access to information. Look in the description of this video to the MMRI. You should look at that at least once a day. But anyway, an enormous effort is going into keeping rates down. But there's going to be a rebound effect here by design. This is not by accident. But at one point, this thing is going to implode. We're going to see rates spike in an uncontrolled fashion. I mean uncontrolled, off the Richter scale. That's going to melt down the world stock markets and cash is just going to move. Again, it doesn't grow little money wings and fly away. It's going to move into commodities. It's going to move into cryptocurrencies, in my view. I mean, you're allowed to have your own opinion, but this is how I see it. And this is coming from a guy who does nothing. Yes, I race cars. I play guitar. I do a bunch of stuff. But this consumes me, the market here. And again, I got to get this right, or at least try to get it right most of the time for all of you, because I work for you. That's really how I feel. And I gotta give all of you the best possible information that I can come up with. All right. People, I'm gonna call it here. This is almost a half of an hour long here. Yes, I'll break out the guitar and play for you at one point. Just right now, yeah. China sanctions, supply lines crash. This is all going to be engineered and, of course, blamed on China here. They're going to cut off supply chains to all of us here. Food, water, basic necessities. Oh, it's China's fault. Oh, it's Russia's fault. Oh, it's the war's fault. They already have everything set up. What do you think? Thank you, MH. Thank you, Peter. All this stuff. All of you are so great here. But they're setting it up here. They're setting up the scapegoats. They start to set it up under Trump with China, all right? Whatever. Now it's Russia, China, whatever it might be. And when this whole thing comes down, and believe me, it's not going to be Russia, China, or anyone else. It's going to be from, it's pretty obvious. I'm not even going to say it here. They'll definitely kick me off of YouTube. They will bring the system down, and they're going to point over here. It's them. It's them, just like President Bidenstine is doing now. Oh, we're going to hold the management of these banks responsible, completely deflecting off of what the Federal Reserve is doing here. Again, think about it. You knew this from day one. When we found out that the Federal Reserve was going to start raising rates to control inflation, go look at my video. We laughed. I said, it wasn't going to work. It's never even meant to work. They sold this lie to the people of the world. Central banks are going to raise rates and raise rates and raise rates because they really want to fight inflation. Has nothing to do with fighting inflation at all. All this has to do with is slowing the economy, killing the consumer, creating this two-tier society that you and I have known was going to be here from a decade ago. I've shown you this, extreme haves, extreme have-nots. Thank you, Howard Floyd. This is where we're going. This is it. The middle class is being wiped out. This is a new feudal system, slaves to the system, dependency on the current system. That's why we're not going to have a revolution. That's why we're not going to have a revolt here, people. They know that. They got us by the throat. Have you heard the term? They get a boot on your throat and they're pushing it harder. Yeah, that boot's on there. You may not be able to feel it, but I think you can. I think most of you can here, honestly. We got this, okay, because we understand what's going on. All right, people, look, I really am going to call this. This is long, 30 minutes. Thank you, Valknut. I appreciate this. I appreciate all of you so much. I really, really do. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I can't breathe either, honestly. It's pretty overwhelming to know what's happening, to see what's happening, the stuff that you and I spoke about from years ago. And here it is. And you know what? I don't want to scare anyone here. I really don't. And it's not my goal to scare anyone. Thank you, Neil. We haven't seen anything yet. Again, the blame game. Blame this nation. Blame that nation. Expanding wars here. Distracting from the root cause of the problem. Central banks, who are public enemy number one. Anyway, that's it, people. Look. I love all of you a lot, and we are going to leave this off like we always do, okay, every Friday. Love each other. Care about each other. Be charitable. People, please share this video. Get it out there. Start talking about these things here. If you people out here follow other people on YouTube, bring these things up to them, okay? A lot of you watch other people, and I think that's fantastic, you know, to have more people you can get a perspective on. And with me, as always, we do this. Do your own research. Look into what I am saying. Does it make sense to you? People have a sixth sense about these things. People hear the truth, a light bulb goes off, and they know it. And I think that's really what's going on here, too. People, I will see all of you on Sunday for my markets, a look ahead. It's going to be interesting, honestly, over the weekend. Thank you, Matt. I really appreciate that. I appreciate all of you. And I, again, love all of you. Comment, share the video. I can always use the thumbs up. It really makes me feel good. This is a long video. I'll see all of you on Sunday, okay? Take it easy.